Patristic Nectar Publications is pleased to present A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace, Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe. These short meditations reveal the ancient wisdom of the Church Fathers and apply it to 21st century Christian living. And now, His Grace, Bishop Irenae.
I would like today to begin with the following text by St. John. Repentance, the saint writes, is the renewal of baptism. Repentance is a contract with God for a second life. A penitent is a buyer of humility. Repentance is constant distrust of bodily comfort. Repentance is self-condemning reflection and carefree self-care. Repentance is the daughter of hope and the renunciation of despair. It is with this comment that I would like to begin our broadcast today, focusing, as should be quite evident, on the theme of repentance. So often in the Christian life, and indeed by those who observe the Christian life from outside it, repentance is a term, a concept shaded with a kind of aura of darkness, of heaviness. It is perceived as being paramountly sorrow, grief, guilt, and a desire to recognize all of these within the heart. How then can this be paired with St. John of the Ladder, claiming, as he so beautifully does, repentance is the daughter of hope and the renunciation of despair? Clearly, in the eyes of the saint, as in the eyes of the Orthodox Church, repentance is something which, though it does involve sorrow, for it involves the confrontation with our own shortcoming, our own sin, our own suffering and sickness, nonetheless, repentance is that which is given birth by hope, which drives out the despair which comes from seeing only our sickness, our sin, our brokenness. For repentance does more than this. Repentance is not simply a vision or an acknowledgement of our brokenness, but an acknowledgement which sees it in the framework of change. Repentance in the teachings of the Church is that change of life, change of heart, by which sin, confronted in all of its reality, is met with the overwhelming power of our God in Holy Trinity. That which is broken is beheld, not in despair, and not with a morbid fascination for that which is guilt-inducing or sorrowful, but it is beheld through the cross of our Lord and God and Saviour Jesus Christ, that it might be changed and transformed, that hope might be born and a new life begun. Repentance is, to repeat the words of St. John of the Ladder, a contract with God for a second life. When we truly repent, my brothers and sisters, we come face to face with the brokenness of this life, with the shambles we have made of the gifts that God has given us. And yet, in that very act of identifying our weakness, of identifying our failure, we set out on something different. We stand before God, offering Him only that which is broken, and yet receiving from Him the power to make a new beginning, to receive a new life, to live in a different way, raised up by His strength into His glory. In this way, St. John of the Ladder reminds us that repentance is, again in his words, a self-condemning reflection. That is, we look at ourselves and we condemn that which is wrong. Again, not for the sheer fascination of dwelling on what is bad, not to create hearts weighed down by an untiring sorrow, but that identifying and condemning that which is bad, evil, wrong in our life, we may set it aside by God's power and receive the freedom to live by a different standard. Repentance, says St. John, is the daughter of hope, the renunciation of despair. He continues, a penitent is an undisgraced convict. Repentance is reconciliation with the Lord by the practice of good deeds contrary to sin. It is a purification of conscience. It is the voluntary endurance of every affliction. A penitent is the inflictor of his own punishment. Repentance is a mighty persecution of the stomach, a striking of the soul into vigorous awareness. My brothers and sisters, dwell on these remarkable words of our Father among the saints. A penitent is an undisgraced convict. That is, when we truly repent, we are convicted of so many wrongs that we see in us. When we look into our hearts, which of us does not find a convicting voice identifying so much evil, so much failure to do good, so much distance from the love that Christ asks of us? Who amongst us is not convicted by our deeds, by our words, by our thoughts? We do not need another to inflict this conviction upon us. As St. John reminds us, our own heart, if it is honest, if it truly looks within, will show forth such conviction. And yet, says St. John, the penitent is an undisgraced convict. For when he or she sees and is convicted by such sin, it is the grace of God at that moment that comes upon him to lift him up into a newness of life. That sin which convicts him is that which God forgives, which he sets aside, so that with grace and power and dignity from God himself, the penitent may rise to a newness of life. By turning against that which so convicts us, our wickedness, our evil ways, our deficiencies of good, we persecute that in ourselves which holds us back from God, and we strike up the soul, as St. John says, into a vigorous awareness. This remarkable phrase should remain in our hearts. A repentant soul is, by that repentance, made vigorously aware of all that she does. When we repent, we start to see, with a new level of awareness, our deficiencies. And by God's grace, we come to see them sooner, rather than after the fact. We see them before they arise into action, and through this awareness, we are able to turn away to prevent sin. So repentance has the power not simply to free us from the bondage of our past sins, but by kindling that vigorous awareness in our hearts, helps prevent sin in the future. Repentance is a purification of life. This is why St. John began in the passage with which I opened by stating flat out, repentance is the renewal of baptism. For in this divine act, that newness of life is rekindled in us. I would like to leave you today with another small word by this same saint. Hear what he says, striking in its profundity, and yet at the same time deeply moving at a practical level in our own spiritual lives. I consider, writes St. John, those fallen mourners who repent of their sin more blessed yet than those who have not fallen and are not mourning over themselves, because as a result of their fall, they have risen by a sure resurrection. Surely St. John is by no means encouraging sin that we may rise up from it. This is an old game that intellectual minds like to play. If we acknowledge that sin can be converted to good, are we not tacitly saying that sin itself is a kind of necessity or good in order that we may overcome it? Of course not. Sin is itself an evil, and would that we lived rightly, there would be no sin at all. And yet in his mercy, in his love for us, God transforms even our sin into an opportunity for a newness of life, an opportunity for precisely that thing, repentance. And so St. John can look at those whom he beheld on Mount Sinai, repenting, mourning over their sins, and he can say how good it is for them that through their falls they have learned real repentance and have thus found a sure resurrection. And so, my brothers and sisters, let this be also an encouragement for you in your spiritual lives and for each of us. We who fall so many times, we whose sin catches up with us over and over again, we who strive to do good but so often do its opposite, let us take great encouragement and solace from the fact that mourning over our weaknesses, repenting from our shortcomings and our sins, we also may find a renewal of baptism. We also may find that undisgraced conviction. We also may embrace that daughter of hope, that renunciation of despair, and that sure salvation, which is real repentance in our Lord Jesus Christ.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to A Word from the Holy Fathers by His Grace Bishop Irenae of London and Western Europe, offered to you by Patristic Nectar Publications, nourishing the spiritually thirsty with the sweet teachings of the Holy Fathers.